wonders and grant his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens will claim,
Jesus shall bring.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord.
Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord.
Come, let us worship the Lord.
Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with that beautiful, beautiful music. I want to, first of all, say good morning, and we at Bethel Baptist Church want to extend our warmest welcome to all those who are listening over the radio, the internet, and those who have come in our sanctuary to worship the Lord with us today. And that's why we gather each week corporately, you might say. We can worship anywhere, but the Lord wants us to get together at least once a week to sing praises and worship Him corporately. And the Lord is good. It's good to be back with everyone. He is the healer of all diseases, and He forgives us of all our sins. And we owe Him everything. So He receives all the glory. And we pray also that while you're here listening to God's Word today, we pray you might feel His love and His power and His comfort that only we can get from His Word. And if you're a visitor, if you would please fill out the registration card. You can obtain one from an usher in the back. And if you'll please drop it in the offering plate, Pastor Tumelson would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. You can find an outline of today's sermon inside our church bulletin so you can follow along. And the scripture of the month is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. God's word says, "Therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." No, He's going to bless us as we carry on His work here on this earth. So now let us continue worshiping and praising the Lord together with Tae Young June at the piano and Victor Lord Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Happy Lord's Day, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm sure that the Lord has blessed you this week. I know it's kind of an exciting day for us because Melody, our daughter-in-law, is getting baptized today. So she's accepted the Lord in her heart, but she wanted to follow the Word of God and publicly display her faith. So it's exciting. So why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 463, All That Thrills My Soul. We'll sing the first and the fifth. The Lord thrills your soul. Let's turn to our second hymn, number 356, Near to the Heart of God, 356. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 287, Like a River Glorious, 287, and we'll sing the first and the last. Why don't we all stand as we sing, Like a River Glorious.
I wanted to just remind people about the Christmas in August. So we have a bunch of these envelopes in the back. So please get one of those and fill it full of all the checks that you can come up with. And we would, the missionaries would be thankful for that. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, seeking for your wisdom, your guidance, and your direction, that in holiness and in righteousness we would live for you and we would serve you, that we would pursue growing in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our hope, who is our help, who is our strength. And as Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work. And so, Father, we come to you looking for your comforting spirit, looking for you to comfort us in our difficulties and our travails and in our problems of life, that in all things we would serve you, worship you, and praise you. And I do pray for your divine reforming power and your blessed spirit to be upon the people of Bethel, to give them that deep longing to know you, that hungering and that thirsting for your word, that they would draw closer to you. And Father, I pray for those that are around us in our communities and our neighborhoods and in our workplaces and schools, that you would strengthen us to be your presence and your light, that those around us would know the reality of your transforming power and of your eternal love because of the love that we share with others. And as you change the hearts and the lives of people unto yourself, our communities will be transformed and made new in the image and likeness of Christ. And from our communities, our state and our country and even the world, Lord, for there is nothing too hard for you. And Father, we do pray for your hand of blessing upon those who are afflicted with the infirmities of this world, for your strengthening of their bodies, and for your restoration of their health. I lift up to you Raquel and pray, Lord, as she's been suffering through severe asthma, that you continue to work through her and heal her. We thank you, Lord, that she is with us today. We lift up to you Alanita Noriel with rotator cuff injury and for your healing power and comforting spirit. For Ed Hernandez, suffering from severe back pain. For Martha Bell, having some challenges with work and health. And Lord, I lift up to you Camille Bounds, who will be having hip surgery tomorrow, Lord, for your strength to her body and for you to do a mighty work in her heart and in her spirit for you. And we pray that you be with Jim Bergen, who again is with us today, Lord. We thank you that he is here and pray for your continued work of healing and recovery for him. We lift up to you those that are suffering from cancer with Bob Jones's brother, Ron, with Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, with Victor's coworker, Dinesh's, his daughter, Christina Edith's friend, Carolyn. Lord, you are the great physician and the great healer of our souls and our bodies. So we pray for your strength and pray for your healing power. And Lord, we thank you so very much for so many things in this world that we have. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought Wayne back to us. And he was here going over the announcements and the readings, and we thank you, Lord. We lift up to you as well those that are expecting children, Angelica Menig, expecting twins in November, Maria Velos expecting in December, Alicia Birchfield expecting in January. And we pray for your wisdom and your guidance and your provision for us. I pray for your hand of blessing upon Bethel as we look to modify our facilities so we can condense all of our buildings into one, that you would open up a pathway there, that you would help us to be proactive in the work of an evangelist reaching out to our community with your gospel. And I pray, Lord, for your blessing upon the Prater family as they're looking for housing, that you would guide them by your right hand, by your might and your power. And Father, we thank you for Gregory. He finished his marathon run in a little over 4 hours, and Lord, it only takes me 25 minutes to drive that far. So we pray for your strengthening of his body and his resolve. Father, we also pray for your hand of blessing upon Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for their faith, that they would stand firmly and boldly in the word of God. We lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Colombia, Martha Peretti in Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott, and Eusebio Medexa Perez in Spain, for Informed Choices in Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey and Bob Zotto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for your hand of blessing upon them and pray for your spirit to help them in delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, that hearts and minds and lives would be transformed. We pray for you to use this offering for the furtherance of your kingdom and for you to build up the people of God. And we pray for your hand of blessing upon those who facilitate the service and the ministry that we have, whether they're in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC, or whether the internet or CDs, that you would bless them and strengthen them and help them in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voice, and that sure puts us in the spirit of worshiping the Lord, right? Amen. Well, we're going to be studying in God's Word today in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we now once again enter into your throne room by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we all have heard your call to worship you today and to be obedient to your words as we hear them. Father, your word tells us in Psalm 95, when you call us to worship. And the first seven verses of Psalm 95 tells us, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Yes, Father, we have also come to offer up to you our praise and thanksgiving for all what you have done for us. And it is because of your great mercies upon us, for we are glad for that. And Father, for you are the forgiver of all our sins and healer of all our diseases. And Father, because you have inclined your ear unto us this day, therefore we will call upon you as long as we live. Father, bless all the hearers of your word today. Bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, by your empowering spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.